وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. Praise be to Allah, we praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is the truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can show him guidance. May peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to a new episode of the Prophet's Prayer. We left you last time with the position of sujood, and I know that many of you are excited to know what is the proper recitation of adhkar during sujood according to the sound sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So let us watch the Shaykh as he is reciting while in a state of sujood.
سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى.
Well, as we did talk about the adhkar while in a state of ruku', this is the sunnah Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say سبحان ربي الأعلى twice. But the wajib or the minimum requirement is to say it at least once. But the Prophet ﷺ sometimes recited it more than that, in addition to other supplications which you may or may not recite. It's up to you. But of course, the longer you are in sujood, while you are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this position, of course, is the best. The Prophet ﷺ said in one hadith, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدُ. The position of sujood or prostration, the servant is the closest to his creator in this position. So the Prophet ﷺ advised us to seize this opportunity and take advantage of being very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and increase making dua and supplications. So now let's level some of the supplications the Prophet ﷺ used to recite while in sujood.
سبوح قدوس رب الملائكة والروح اللهم لك سجدت وبك آمنت ولك أسلمت سجد وجهي للذي خلقه وصوره وشق سمعه وبصره تبارك الله أحسن الخالقين.
Indeed, blessed Allah, the best of all creators. This position, brothers and sisters, try to seize this opportunity by being very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now you may pray for yourselves, for your family members, for the entire Muslim ummah by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of us and to wipe away our sins and mistakes and forgive us our faults and drawbacks. So recite many dua, but just remember, as what we said while in ruku', the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited us from reciting the Quran while in ruku' or while in sujood. However, in sujood, we're recommended to make dua. So sometimes a person would choose some verses of the Quran which are phrased in the form of supplication, such as رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And such as رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And many, many verses. So please, this position, remember that it's a very common mistake, and the Prophet ﷺ warned us against that. Do not resemble a dog while you are in the position of sujood. Your elbows should be completely up and away from your body. As a matter of fact, the Prophet ﷺ was seen while in sujood that they could see the whiteness of his underarms, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now, after finishing all the supplications, we're ready to sit up. So let us watch the Shaykh.
Allahu Akbar.
This sitting is going to be the same sitting of the middle tashahud as well. There are some adhkar to be recited in between the two prostrations, because each rak'ah, which is a unit of a prayer, consists of one standing and one bound down ruku' and two prostrations with one sitting in between. So the Shaykh is going to recite the supplication in between the two prostrations as saying,
رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَارْحَمْنِي وَارْزُقْنِي وَهْدِنِي.
Afterward, as we said, each rak'ah consists of standing, ruku' and two sujood. So the Shaykh is going to illustrate the second sajda or prostration of the same rak'ah as well.
Allahu Akbar.
And of course, with the same adhkar, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory be to my Lord, the Most High. Say that twice or even more. And he says, Subuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati wal Ruh. Allahumma laka sajat wa bika amant wa laka aslamt. Sajada wajhi alladhi khalaqahu wa sawwarahu wa shaqqa sam'ahu wa basarahu. Tabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. And again, more and more dua. And afterward, we're ready to